Welcome to the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. My name is Lisa A. Romano. I am a life coach, best-selling author, YouTube vlogger, meditation teacher, and expert in the field of codependency and narcissistic abuse. I am a believer in the power of an organized mind. My aim is to help people learn what it means to live above the veil of consciousness rather than living a reactive life. May your heart feel blessed, your mind feel expanded, and your spirit find hope as you spend time with me here at the Breakdown to Breakthrough podcast. So today we're going to be talking about what it's like to feel like a codependent who needs to stop taking care of everyone in their life. When you are codependent, it's sort of like you are operating your life like an octopus. All of these tentacles are put out into the universe for the purpose of taking care of other people. This shows up in us not wanting other people to think of us as a burden. And so what do? We find ourselves a way to be useful to other people. We look for people who have a need and we quickly move in to fill it. And this becomes so problematic because as we are running out this unconscious, subconscious pattern from childhood, which is very sad, by the way, we are teaching people to think less and less and less of us. We think that by having no needs, we're doing the right thing. And it works because as a child, we weren't allowed to have needs. As a child, we felt like we were a burden. We felt like at any point in time, our mothers or our fathers or our families or foster mothers or adoptive parents could send us back or could abandon us. And so our very clever minds found a way to push away that pain and to push away that fear. What we could do is stuff our emotions, appear to have no needs. And what we do then is we step into this fantasy world that has us falsely believing that if we can anticipate the needs of enough people, if we can present in the world without having needs, if we can figure out how to take care of other people, then certainly other people will find value in us and not abandon us, and they'll keep us around. We could be 15 years old and looking for love in all the wrong places, hooking up with bad boys or difficult young women, trying to figure out how to be what they need us to be. So let's say they need help paying for their car insurance. So we work a double shift and we give them our money. We find a way to be useful. We find a way to be productive for them. We find a way to fill their need and don't realize that we are exchanging our self-worth. We aren't even asking ourselves, is this person someone I want to be with? We have no standard for what we think we deserve. We have no standard for what we think we need. And that goes back to not having a true sense of self. That is not our fault. If we've come from dysfunctional homes, if we have been put out into the streets, if our parents were alcoholics, if our parents had addiction problems, if our parents were abusive, it is not our fault if, as a result, we develop coping strategies that allow us to avoid feeling more abandoned and or rejected. It makes absolute sense to think that if we came from a narcissistic home that was troubling, that was toxic, that as children, we made ourselves small. When we live in a state of hypervigilance, it means that we have decided and learned that it is too frightening to focus on the self. It is safer to focus on other people. If one of our parents teaches us that if we have no needs, we get patted on the back. If we have no needs, daddy says, what a good little girl you are. You never bother me. If we have a mother that encourages us to be quiet, you're such a good little girl. You're always so quiet. Then we are being taught that it is better to be what other people want us to be than it is to be ourselves. We are literally conditioned to detach from the self for the sake of making other people happy because it is too psychologically frightening to imagine going up against these people that we love more than we love life. Every child sees their mother and father as God. Every child, naturally and emotionally, it's instinctive, it's tribal. Every child wishes to experience a connection to the people that caretake them, that have created them. Like I said, it's instinctive. You don't come into this world getting to choose whether or not you need your mother or father, or you need the people that are supposed to be taking care of you. That is natural. You enter into this world powerless. You enter into this world defenseless. And it is not your fault that biologically, psychologically, physiologically, neurologically, vibrationally, in every cell of your being, you are trying to gain a sense of connection to the people that are outside of you. When you come into this world, the biggest thing that you're trying to do is to gain a connection. And when you are not able to gain that connection, your body, your brain understands that is no bueno. Your body goes into a stress response. Your brain then wires for stress. Your entire nervous system is put on high alert. You don't get to fall into a feeling of safety. Your nervous system is always anxious. It's been set for anxiety. It's been set for hypervigilance. And it's so important that adult children of alcoholics, that adult children that have come from toxic homes, homes where you felt like life was unpredictable, homes where you were raised by narcissistic mothers and fathers who conditioned you to fear their disapproval, that conditioned you to look for their approval. It is so important that you understand that if you are in a toxic relationship today, if you are codependent, you are enmeshed, you are living out the trauma cycle, you are stuck in survival, your thought processes are unconscious. They are patterns that are stuck in the subconscious mind that you are living out today. You will feel terrified of going up against a narcissistic husband, a narcissistic boyfriend, or a narcissistic wife. You will feel terrified of the consequences of not acquiescing. You will stay in a loop of trying to figure out how to make this narcissist's life easier, even though doing so will continue to make your life harder. You will take on 2 and 3 jobs to make sure that they don't have to take a second job or to make sure they don't have to get a job. You will throw yourself on the sword to make sure that this person isn't upset in any way. So as your life gets harder, their life gets easier. You will literally anticipate the potential of them becoming angry, which is really the inner child in you, acting out the fear of disapproving or finding disapproval or having mom or dad disapprove of you. You're literally in a subconscious pattern, unaware that this is the pattern that was developed when your inner child was in a hypnotic brainwave state. You are still in a hypnotic brainwave state. That's why so many of us, although we know we're in a narcissistic relationship, we can't get out because that which is responsible for this pattern is subconscious. It's hypnotic. And the only way to break this pattern is to recognize that you are still in a post-hypnotic state. You are not crazy. These are subconscious patterns. This is literally like hypnosis. And until you awaken from it, until you understand you're stuck in a paradigm that you do not have to remain in for the rest of your life, until you understand it, you will remain in it. This is the nature of the world that we live in. The world is dualistic. It is light and it is dark. The mind is dualistic. It is subconscious as well as conscious. Most of us are still subconscious. Most of us are not even aware that we're stuck in patterns of the past. Most of us have no clue that we can develop metacognition, which is the ability to observe the way we think. Most of us don't even understand what it is to become the observer of the silent observer. Most of us don't even understand that we're stuck in patterns of hypervigilance. We're stuck in patterns of survival. Most of us keep doing whatever we did on Thursday, we do it on Friday, and next Thursday, and next Friday. We just stay in these patterns. Sometimes we get to a point where we just think we're too old. Ah, I've lived my life. This is the way it is. It's never going to get any better. Why should I even try? We don't even try to get out of the pattern. And I can tell you, as a life coach, I've been doing this for a long time. I have seen far too many people in my own life, and I've listened to far too many people who write me on Instagram and Facebook, Insight Timer, and YouTube say just that. Lisa, it's just too frightening. I'm just too afraid to go up against this narcissist. You're not afraid, dear one. Your inner child is afraid. You're not afraid of the narcissist. You're afraid of letting go of the survival strategies that you have used to get you to this point of your life that were created at the hypnotic brainwave state that you have falsely presumed have kept you safe. Although on one level, they have kept you safe. They've kept you in this holding pattern because as long as you subjugate, as long as you anticipate the needs of a narcissist, you can get out ahead of their needs. So if they're upset about a bill that might be coming, maybe you needed to do yard work, maybe a tree fell in your yard, and you know that the narcissist is going to be upset about that bill, you go out and you meet the tree guy in the backyard and you pay him cash so the narcissist never sees the bill. You take an extra shift on Saturday to pay for that bill just to avoid the narcissist from getting angry. That is not you that is running the ship. That is the inner child inside of you that has learned that by subjugating, by anticipating the needs, by figuring out what makes the narcissist in your life angry, getting out ahead of what might make them angry, putting it to bed, taking care of it so they never have to see it, you are actually avoiding feeling the wrath of that narcissist. Behind that, if we go deeper, what you're really afraid of is their rejection. Why? The original wound has nothing to do with the narcissist in your life today. The original wound has to do with your inner child feeling terribly alone and abandoned in this world, and like there is no one in the world that will love you and or protect you. That is the original wound so many of us are running from. And I can tell you, as someone who has done this work, as someone who lived her life trying to make the life of other people easier at the expense of making my life harder, I can tell you that my original wound had nothing to do with the men in my life. Had nothing to do with the friends in my life. The original wound that kept me stuck was the abandonment wound. It was not feeling good enough. It was the shame of not feeling good enough. And what happened was my mind developed coping strategies that allowed me to avoid the shame. I was running from never feeling good enough. And do you know what changed me, dear ones? Learning to believe that I was born enough. Understanding that just because those who loved me were dysfunctional and toxic, and just because they were below the veil of consciousness, and just because I was in a hypnotic brainwave state and my mind was being downloaded to believe that I was unworthy of affection, I was unworthy of hugs, I was unworthy of love, I was unworthy of attention, I was unworthy of affirmation, I was unworthy of kindness and empathy and compassion. Just because my brain believed that didn't make it true. And so learning to believe that at my core, I was enough, I was born enough,
And what helped me was recognizing that whoever and whatever created the magnificent sky and all of the trees and whoever was responsible for the grand design created me, helped me understand that at my core, I was never not good enough. It wasn't me, dear one, and it's not you. It's only your programming. There is hope. There is help. You can resolve these issues. You can awaken. And if you're interested in learning more, you can go to my website at www.lisaaromano.com. You can shoot us an email and someone from my team or I will get back in touch with you. Or you can visit my website and you can look into the many programs that I have available that can help you continue to awaken and find the courage to break the patterns and come out of the trance that is faulty childhood brainwashing. I wish you luck on your journey. Please know that you are enough. You are never not enough. And like I said before, it was never you, dear one. It was only your programming. Bye for now.